I didn't go over. I was always afraid somebody would see me shake if I did. And anyhow, the Padre could bless me just as handily from where he was. But he came over to me as the last stragglers stood up and pressed his helmet against mine to speak privately. "Johnny," he said quietly, "this is your first drop as a non-com." "Yeah?" I wasn't really a non-com, any more than Jelly was really an officer. "Just this, Johnny. Don't buy a farm. You know your job. Do it. Just do it. Don't try to win a medal." Thanks, Padre. I shan't." He added something gently in a language I don't know, patted me on the shoulder, and hurried back to his section. Jelly called out, "Tin shut!" And we all snapped to. "Platoon! Section!" Migliaccio and Johnson echoed. "By sections, port and starboard, prepare for drop. Section! Man your capsules. Move! Squad!" I had to wait while squads 4 and 5 manned their capsules and moved on down the firing tube before my capsule showed up on the port track and I could climb into it. I wondered if those old-timers got the shakes as they climbed into the Trojan horse. Or was it just me? Jelly checked each man as he was sealed in, and he sealed me in himself. As he did so, he leaned toward me and said, "Don't goof off, Johnny. This is just like a drill." The top closed on me, and I was alone. "Just like a drill," he says. I began to shake uncontrollably. Then in my earphones, I heard Jelly from the center line tube. "Bridge, Razix Roughnecks, ready for drop."
17 seconds, Lieutenant."
I heard the ship captain's cheerful contralto replying, and resented her calling Jelly Lieutenant. To be sure, our lieutenant was dead and maybe Jelly would get his commission, but we were still Razix Roughnecks. She added, "Good luck, boys." "Thanks, Captain." "Brace yourselves. 5 seconds. I was strapped all over, belly, forehead, shins, but I shook worse than ever. It's better after you unload. Until you do, you sit there in total darkness, wrapped like a mummy against the acceleration, barely able to breathe, and knowing that there is just nitrogen around you in the capsule, even if you could get your helmet open, which you can't, and knowing that the capsule is surrounded by the firing tube anyhow, and if the ship gets hit before they fire you, you haven't got a prayer. You'll just die there, unable to move, helpless. It's that endless wait in the dark that causes the shakes, thinking that they've forgotten you. The ship has been hulled and stayed in orbit, dead, and soon you'll buy it too, unable to move, choking. Or it's a crash orbit, and you'll buy it that way if you don't roast on the way down.